Diabetes, high blood pressure, and other chronic conditions account for the vast majority of health spending in the U.S. Some health plans are beginning to offer free maintenance care for people with chronic health problems. The hope is spending a little more on keeping them healthy early on will save a lot of money in the long run. Mark Zdeklik from Minnesota Public Radio reports.
10 years ago, Michael McBrayer of St. Paul learned he had type 1 diabetes.
I give myself shots multiple times a day.
McBrayer faces dire consequences if he fails to control his blood sugar.
Kidney failure, blindness, heart disease, all those things are looming out there.
For the past several years, McBrayer's health insurance has paid for everything he needs to keep his diabetes in check. He doesn't spend a dime on supplies.
I need to test my blood upward to 10 times a day, and every time I have a strip to test my blood, that's $1 a strip.
There are also syringes, insulin, and other prescriptions, as well as consultations every several weeks with a pharmacy specialist. McBrayer has health insurance through his wife's employer, the state of Minnesota. It's a health partners plan that charges the state extra to cover diabetes care. The sales pitch for this hybridized insurance is that employers who spend a little more upfront helping people manage chronic conditions stand to save a lot in the future. University of Michigan professor and physician Mark Fendrick is a pioneer in this emerging approach to health insurance.
We've been trying to change the healthcare conversation in the United States from how much we spend to how well we spend.
Fendrick says it makes both medical and economic sense to make it affordable to properly manage chronic conditions like asthma and diabetes.
I want the health insurance plan my patients have to charge my patients the least for the services that are going to make them healthier.
That may seem like common sense, but health plans have been running hard in the opposite direction. Consumers are on the hook for a rapidly growing, not shrinking amount of their health costs. But Mike Thompson, who heads an industry group that advises some 12,000 companies, says businesses are beginning to realize that might not be the best approach.
We're getting smarter as the evidence comes in as to how to be more surgical in how we apply those cost sharing so that people are more prudent on discretionary care, but are more compliant certainly with the care they need to stay healthy.
The enhanced insurance benefit that pays for all of Michael McBrayer's type 1 diabetes maintenance is paying off for his wife's employer, too, according to Health Partners executive Dan Rayrauer. He says the diabetes program has saved the state of Minnesota about $1 million on medical services since its inception almost 10 years ago.
We've reduced hospitalizations and emergency department utilization, which is exactly what we want to see. You've got a healthy employee and saving money.
Health Partners says the program McBrayer is a part of has helped quadruple the number of diabetes patients with optimal care. For NPR News, I'm Mark Zdeklik in St. Paul.
And this story is part of a reporting partnership with NPR, Minnesota Public Radio, and Kaiser Health News.